Good morning. I wanted to mention our first reading this morning. It's from a book of the Bible with a very long name. Can anybody read it? It's Deuteronomy. Have you guys seen that book of the Bible? Deuteronomy. You see that, how long that is? So I wanted to notice some things about Deuteronomy. It's one of the earliest books in the Bible. So this is my Bible, my personal Bible. And at the very front, it lists all the books of the Bible in order. So does anybody know what the first several are? Where does it begin? Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, right? So Deuteronomy is the fifth book of the Bible, very, very early, written a very long time ago. Now this morning, I didn't even ask him to do it, but our reader mentioned who wrote that book. Did anybody, were you listening? He said, these are words from Moses. That's exactly right. I didn't even tell our reader to do it. He said this book was from Moses. Now, how long ago did Moses live? More than 3,000 years ago. That's a long time. Now, here's what I want us to notice about. Well, actually, before I say something, I want to ask, who here can tell me something about Moses? He parted the Red Sea, right? And Israel went through the Red Sea, but the Egyptians were drowned in the Red Sea, right? Right, you're very close. So he did part the Red Sea. I mean, God, right, working through Moses. Yes, sir. So that's Jesus who turned the water into wine. Yeah, that's a different, you're not wrong to be thinking that, but yeah, you, well, yeah, you're right, you said turn the water into blood. So, oh, you're right, oh, you know what, Moses did turn the water into blood. He's talking about the plagues. You are quite right, Robert, I'm sorry. My mind got tripped up somewhere else. The kid was right, Pastor, learning still. Okay, you're quite right. So he did all those 10 plagues and that delivered Israel. Now here's the reason I mention all that. So you guys know about Moses. God worked powerfully through Moses. But here's what I want to notice. This is my Bible. And Moses was used by God 3,500 years ago. But I have his words right here. Did you know that's one of the things that's wonderful about our Bible is that Moses wrote so long ago. And here I have it. He wrote it in Hebrew. And here it is translated in English for us to be able to read something that this man wrote to us long, long ago. And here's what he said. You are a people holy to the Lord your God. The Lord your God has chosen you out of all the peoples on the face of the earth. So that's a wonderful thing. Long, long ago, a man writing on the other side of the world in a different language. And here I have in English these wonderful words that God has chosen us to be his people. Isn't that a wonderful message? Now, he was talking to the people standing around him right now, but God is talking to us through this word. Still, that we can read the words of Moses, I think it's pretty fun to have those words and to hear what they have to say. And then the wonderful message they are that God has loved and called us to be his people. All right. Thanks for coming up, guys. Before you head back to your seat, it looks like you do have a snack to sample from. And then with that said, congregation will sing the hymn of the day.